Shir Tezvov and Gimel Chaf Aleph Chesed. We'll try to be maimid the dvorim. We have Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the kasha. The Gemara darshins and daf yud gimel. A pasuk le'rabo is tzora tzora. That the erve part is the tzora. And the tzora part is the tzora. Fragt Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why I need a pasuk? Why I need a pasuk? That the tzora part is the tzora from Litzroir. On them, the erve patas the tzora. The mele the tzora becomes a ishesach. The tzora becomes a ishesach. And while the tzora becomes a ishesach, the mele the ishesach could patter her tzora. The ishesach could patter her tzora. So why I need a pasuk litzroi that the erve patas the tzora and the tzora patas her tzora? On them, the erve patas the tzora. Now the Tzorah is the Ishesach. The Mele the Ishesach will pater weiter. And I don't have to have a Pasuk and Tzorah Tzorah. That's the Rabbi Kiveiger's Kashe. And we'll masbir. Rabbi Kiveiger's Kashe is not only on Tzorah Tzorah. Rabbi Kiveiger's Kashe also on Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says it's a Svora. Erve Gufa Tzorah Tzorah Loi Tzorich Kro. Tzorah Maitai Me'asir Yad Memokim Erve Kaime. The Mele she also paters the Tzorah on Svoras. The tzora becomes the ishesach, and the mele the ishesach patters. So that's the given of Kiveiger's kasha. Why I need a posuk other a svore to patter tzora tzora? Why I need a posuk other a svore to patter tzora tzora? I feel on a posuk. Misvore, the erve patters the tzora, and the tzora becomes the ishesach, and the ishesach patters the tzora. And who said the ishesach patters the tzora? We know that Eishesach part is the Tzorah. Eishesachiv Shalai Boi Lomoi, Eishesachiv Meimoi. So we have Sai Eishesachiv Meimoi, Sai Eishesachiv Shalai Boi Lomoi. We know that they part of the Tzorah. Erve part is the Tzorah. So not only Erve Bitoi, not only Achoisisho, every Erve part is the Tzorah. Even Eishesach. We have in the Mishnah two Eishesach, Shalai Boi Lomoi, and Eishesachiv Meimoi, and the part of the Tzorah. So Mele fragt Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so why I need a pasuk and tzora tzora? The erve part is the tzora and the tzora is the ishesach and she will part of the tzora. Thus he is kushias Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Like one of the Rav Shach said, even if Alamol Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha, we cannot have a teretzan. Here, if a zeiv vayter, you don't have a teretzan Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha, it's nish gichat yevomis. Well, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right. Mata cheshman. Lemaisi, you don't need a pasuk. So we said a yesoy from Reb Shloime. Come, we'll build it out. I want to come, mamish, to the end of this mahalach. Zog Reb Shloime a yesoy b'shem Reb Chaim. The yesoy of Reb Chaim is that ishesach de memele doesn't patter the tzora. What is the pshat? Zog Reb Chaim aze. What is the pshat? Ishesach de memele doesn't patter the tzora. Zog Reb Chaim, every erve patters the tzora. Why? Bitoy. Bitoy is a stira leibum. She patters the tzora. Achoisisho is a stira leibum. She patters the tzora. Chamoisoy is a stira leibum. She patters the tzora. We'll speak now on the tzora. The tzora, beetzem, she wants yibum. Look on herself, a brother's wife. Alts is good. Alts is shame. Good. Nothing. No problems. She wants Yibum. Why she can't do Yibum? She's a Tzora Serve. Why she can't do Yibum? She's a Tzora Serve. So while she's a Tzora Serve, she can't do Yibum. No, there's no problem mitzad Atzmo. Mitzad Atzmo, she's Roy Le Yibum. Everything is good mitzad Atzmo. She fell together with a bad person. But she herself. So we ask her, Your Eishesach, will Yibum or will Nishkan Yibum? The Erbe of Eishesach, will Yibum or will Nishkan Yibum? About it once Yibum. Not only at once Yibum, the Erbe is the reason to do Yibum. Why she wants Yibum? While she's a Eishesach, she wants Yibum. She can't do it, she's a Tzoras Erve. Aber mitzad Atzmo, while she's a Erve, of Eishesach, she wants Yibum. So this Eishesach is Oymed Leibum. Right? This Eishesach mitzad Atzmoi is Oymed Leibum. We look at the Tzoras Erve. Forget about that she's a Tzoras Erve. She's a Eishesach. That is a reason for yes. Why she can't do Yibum? She's a Tzoras Erve. But the Eishesach is Oymed Leibum. We call it Eishesach de Memele. Avade. Now Lemay said the bottom line, she cannot do Yibum, because she's a Tzoras Erve. And if she's potum Yibum, so you have a Avere that is called Eishesach. If you marry her, you have a Avere. You marry the Eishesach. But that Eishesach be'etzem is a reason for Yibum. That Eishesach is a reason for Yibum. That Eishesach is a reason for Yibum be'etzem. That is Shesach Be'etzem is a reason for Yibum. B'meile zogt Reb Chaim, val dat Eishesach is a reason for Yibum. Val dat Eishesach is a reason for Yibum. So b'meile, that Eishesach could never patter someone else. What patters me Yibum? A erve, bito, yachoisoy, something that is a stira le Yibum, patters from Yibum. Pitoy is a stira for Yibum, patas for me. Achoiso is a stira me Yibum, patas le Yibum. This Eishesach is not a stira le Yibum. He yells, ich will, I die, it's all a serve staring me. Aber mitzad atzmai er wild Yibum. So it doesn't patter. So the Yesoid of Reb Chaim is one Yesoid. Eishesach de Memele. Why Reb Chaim called it Eishesach de Memele? Eishesach that mitzad atzmoi his roi le Yibum. No memele, val, ich ken ish machin Yibum, val, I'm a tzor aserve, I'm potu. That Eishesach cannot patter. So we're going back to Rab Kiveriger's kasha. Was fragt Rab Kiveriger? Evi tzor aserve, why I need a posuk? Why I need a posuk litzroi? That tzor could patter weiter, afilu on litzroi, the tzor becomes now Eishesach, and she could patter her tzor, number one. As if you beat her patter the tzor, Shneba Ilom, her patter the tzor, the tzor will patter her tzor. Why I need to come to litzroi to say that the tzor patters the tzor? The teretz is, the bitoy is a herve, achis isho is a herve. The Eishesach from the tzor is not a stir leibum. Other rabbi, it was a reason leibum. It's Eishesach de memele. Aber es no mitzvah be mele kum zurück der ische sach aber der erbe mit zat atzmo yel sich vil yibu weil der erbe mit zat atzmo yel sich vil yibu be mele this cannot part of the tzor. Reb Chaim was moisif and he said chai velavim ve ese ein ese deich lo ese se ve ese you can't do yibu. There's a lot of rishonim that learn that chai velavim ve ese the ische sach comes back. Fragt Reb Chaim, if the Eishesach, if the Chai Velavim Ve'ese come back, why they don't patter the Tzor? The Teretz says, the Chai Velavim Ve'ese, the Eishesach is good. He wants Yibum. Vos Kementon is the La Ve'ese. But the Eishesach wants Yibum. So man, it can't patter me Yibum. It can't patter the Tzor. Eishesach, that if you take away the other problems, will want Yibum, so even when there's problems and you don't have the mitzvah, it cannot patter. Now we mamshich. That Eishesach doesn't want Yibum. Because it's loy hoya bo ilomoy. Eishesach mi imoy doesn't want Yibum. So that is a stira le Yibum. That could patter the tzoro. Eishesach mi naim could patter the tzoro. Sheloy hoya bo ilomoy could patter the tzoro. But the Eishesach from the tzoro, mitzad Eishesach, it's oymed vizoyek le Yibum. It wants Yibum, it's oymed le Yibum. Just the mice say, I can't do Yibum. Lemaisa, I can't do Yibum. But mitzad atzma, it's oymed leibum. That's the yesoid of Reb Chaim. And I think it's very glad. This chelek, I think, Allah are masking. So the first shlav of Reb Shleime, we'll call it the chelek Aleph, the binyan Aleph in Reb Shleime, it's very glad. Eishesach, that lo yitzur, he will not be a tzor aserve, would be a sibe leibum, so even when he's potur, he's not the one that will disturb. He's busy at being upset that he's not doing yibum. He cannot be a reason to patter someone else. He wants yibum, he's tzayek yibum, he's derash yibum. Very glad. Very glad. And this we have one kasha that we have to misyashev. So why Eilenis patters her tzora? Eilenis be'etzem is a ishes ach that wants yibum. So she can't do yibum because she can't have kids. But it's not shaloi haboi lomai. Maybe we will manage to answer it, Yaakov. Shaloi haboi lomai, the ishes ach doesn't want yibum. The kurve doesn't want yibum. Here the kurve wants yibum. She has a problem. We'll clear in a second to look at it. But not say shaloi haboi lomai. Shaloi haboi lomai doesn't want yibum. The kurve is a stira leyibum. So benefila shniya, that kurve doesn't want yibum. It's not yelling for yibum. She's ach minaem. It's not yelling for yibum. Island is the she's ach. Take away her physical problem. The kurve of she's ach yells ich will yibum. So why will pat what? He's saying chidushim already. Why? Because she understand it. I will also say it because she understand it. We're explaining when something mitzad atzmai is oimed liyibum is not a stir liyibum. Tzoro mitzad atzmai wants yibum. Avadu she's mufka because she's a tzora serve. But the eshes ach is not stir liyibum. You can't do yibum because she's a tzora serve. That eshes ach cannot patter. Chayv lavi ve'ese. Mitzad the eshes ach you can do yibum. You can't do chazara ve'ese. That eshes ach cannot patter the tzoro. Shloi bo ilomoi de eshes ach vil nishken yibum. Eshes ochi me'imoi de eshes ach vil nishken yibum. Island is be'etzem she was married to my brother. I can't do yibum, a physical problem. I shall tell it, problem is she'ina meledes. But the ishes ach, the kurve of the ishes ach will yibum. Sheloi boi lomoi will nisht. That ishes ach doesn't want. That kurve doesn't want. One thing. Sheloi boi lomoi means this kurve was not in Parshas yibum. As if ishes ach minayim. As if in bito is no yibum. Ishes ach sheloi boi lomoi is no yibum. Here this ishes ach mitzad atzmoi wants yibum. And Tak is not Sachman the Obrim that hold that Island is Taki doesn't part of the Tzor. We'll have to see if this is the reason or that is the reason. Some say because different reasons, but some will say maybe that does it go for the reason that Island is doesn't part of the Tzor, but Be'etzim they should Sachdim and Melech cannot part of the Tzor. We'll have to answer the Vayl with all of you are yelling, so the Vayl will have to say it. Vayl she has Afkoe from the Parsha, because it's not like a Tzoras Erva also has Afkoe from the Parsha. No, Tzoras Erva, she herself is good. The problem was in the side. Here, Val, she cannot have kids, so she's Mufka and Gansen from the Parsha, so that Ishes Ach that doesn't have, cannot have kids, she's never in the Parsha, so she's called the Erva Dike Ishes Ach. Tzoras Erva that is Mufka, Tzoras Erva, it's not called Mufka from the Parsha. Very, very dakis. I will have to answer that Island is. It's called Mufka and Gansen from the Parsha. Yeah. Maybe we could understand it. Maybe we could understand. I don't understand. But maybe we could understand it. She's Mufka and Gansen from the Parsha. Tzoras Erva, she's not Mufka and Gansen. She's Be'etzem, yeah. She's Grada Tzoras Erva. The Maizah, she's Mufka. No, she Be'etzem is good. So B'mel, it's not Erva Dikei Shesach. Island, he says Be'etzem is Mufka. Lo meshane. Lo melozen das aminut. Kol ze... The Chelek Aleph from Reb Shleime that everyone understands. Yeah? The Chelek Aleph that everyone understands, Pshat and Reb Shleime. Frekt Reb Shleime and himself. And Be'etzem not Reb Shleime and himself. Fragt Rab Kiveiger also knows this whole shtickel Teire. Das darf nicht kommen zu Rab Shleime. Everyone that learns understands that the Ishes Ach from the Tzorah cannot patter. Es nicht kein Erwe Dike Ishes Ach. The Ishes Ach wants Yibu. Oni Shaloi Boi Lomo is Mufka from the Parsha. Ishes Ach Min Haim is Mufka from the Parsha. Rab Kiveiger never came and asked such a Shaila. If you look inside, Rab Kiveiger didn't ask a Kasha. Let the Tzorah to patter the Tzorah mitzad Ishes Ach. Kmo Ishaloi Boi Lomo. Kmo Ishes Ach Min Haim. Rab Kiveiger never asked the Kasha Azei. Well, he knows that it's not a kasha. He knows that it's not a kasha. Rab Kiveiger has the kasha different. Wie fragt Rab Kiveiger the kasha? Rab Kiveiger says, Ayin teisves daf lamed beis. One moker Rashi, we said, Taki nish megeh. But Rab Kiveiger brings down the second moker, teisves daf lamed beis. What state in teisves daf lamed beis? My brother married a lady, and then I married her sister. Could be a different case. I married a lady. It's like her sister. I married to Leah. I'm not allowed to marry Rachel. Then my brother marries Rachel. Now my brother dies. It's a chosisha. But it could be a different case. My brother marries Rachel. and then I marry Leah. So Rachel is asur on me be'etzem for two reasons. She's Eish Esach, and she's also Achris Isha. But the Gemara says, Ein Isu Chalal Isu, so the Vail, she's only asur at Eish Esach, and she's not asur at Achris Isha. So my brother married Rachel, and I married Leah. So the Vail, my brother married Rachel first, Eish Esach is Chal before the Achris Isha. So b'meile the Achris Isha is not Chal. Now my brother dies and I want to do Yibum. Zag demor, you can't do Yibum, because if the Yibum will be matir Isur Eish Esach, Achris Isha will be Chal. So Val, it's mitle tole vekoi, that if there will be matir the Eish Esach, the Achris Isha will be Chal. So b'meile, the Eish Esach never becomes Mutar, because if it will become Mutar, it will become Asur. So it doesn't become Mutar. Mitle tole vekoi. Zogteis is a white path is the tzara. Zogteis is very poshut. It's Eish Esach. My brother is married to Rachel. If Rachel will be muta to me, she'll be also as Achris Isha because I'm married to Leah. So the Eish Esach stays. But she path is the tzara, Zogteis says, because Eish Esach could path to the tzara. Eish Esach could path to the tzara. Azei, the island is. Fregt Rab Kiwe Heger, dir is Eish Esach to Memele. Mitzad Eish Esach, zivil Yibum. The Kurve of the Eish Esach wants Yibum. Why you can't do Yibum? Because it's Achris Isha that is serving. But mitzad Eish Esach sheboy, the Eish Esach mitzad atzma Yisroi le Yibum, right? The Eish Esach wants Yibum. Val the Eish Esach wants Yibum, you're right. You can't do Yibum. Why you can't do Yibum? Because if you do Yibum, the Achris Isha will come. So Achris Isha doesn't let you to do it. But as the Eish Esach, you want Yibum or not? I'm good, I want Yibum. Like Tzora Serva, she wants. Voskimenton, she's a Tzora Serva. Here the Eish Esach will Yibum. Why you can't do Yibum? Because the Achris Isha will disturb you. This is called Eish Esach de Memele. You want the Moshel? Chayv Elavim. You want to do Yibum, you can't because Chayv Elavim Ve'ese, the Eish Esach comes back, but it doesn't pass to the Tzora. Why? Because she wanted something else disturbed. Here also, she wanted something else disturbed. So what she wanted and something else disturbed, and Tesis calls it that the Eish Esach could part of the Torah. And don't think that Tesis didn't know that he's saying a chidush against Reb Shleime. Tesis also knew that he's saying against Reb Shleime. Tesis says, and I'll bring you a marshal that the Eish Esach part of the Torah, Eilonis. Tesis, why you went to Eilonis? Eilonis is machlekes im en shas if it part of the Torah or not. One holds yes, one is not. You could say maybe does it go for the machlekes. You could say teres, we see so much shittes. Say glad, k'moy sheish esach shalai boi lomoy, and achis isha patas de tzoro. The teres is, this teres knows, dir it's a hervedike ish esach. Here it's ish esach de bemele. So the teres says, yeah. Other island is also ish esach de bemele. But I'm talking p'tuchim that this is the kavon and teres. Island is a machlekes. Most rishoyin, the Gemara says that the Tane is told that island is doesn't patas de tzoro. And we'll see later why we have to say teres, rishoyinim, achroinim, different shittas. Maybe Taki Ailonis doesn't pater the Torah because Eish Esach cannot pater. Maybe, and as they have the Mishnah. And Tesis wants to say that Mitle Tole Vekoi Eish Esach will pater the Torah. No, it was Medaiket and Shir saying it over and over. K'moy Ailonis, Zok Tesis. The Torah, he takes the problematic Eish Esach de Memele, and paters the Torah. Zok Tesis. So we said island is out of the parsha. Say that. But Mikol Mukim Teis didn't say that. And Teis is coming and saying, well, what Teis is tiny, that if the Achris Isha takes out the Eish Esach, so the Eish Esach becomes the Erve and compared to the Torah. Kum Tzurik Rab Kiwe Eger's Kashe. So we see that the Eish Esach, even if Mitzad Atzma he wants Yibum, but if, even if Mitzad Atzma he wants Yibum, but if he's taken out, mitzad de erve, or mitzad de tzoras erve, now the Eish Esach becomes the erve, and that Eish Esach could part of the tzorah. If that Eish Esach could part of the tzorah, kum tzorik reb kibbe heges kashe, so what I need a posuk and tzorah tzorah? What I need a posuk and tzorah tzorah? On a posuk and tzorah tzorah. The erve part of the tzorah, the Eish Esach comes back, let the Eish Esach to part of her tzorah. So I have to come to 1, 2, 3? No, one, the tzorah, the erve makes the tzorah again like number one, it's Eish Esach, and that Eish Esach will part of the tzorah. Does it be heads and the kashe? That's reb kibbe heges. not sure we answered Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Shlomo answered Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, but Rabbi Kiveger doesn't ask his kasha simply. Rabbi Kiveger builds his kasha as Rabbi Kiveger. The kasha is Giboy takes the Slamet base. This is Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Now Rabbi Kiveger's kasha is not stam. Kiveger's kasha is takes the Slamet base. Can't say this. So okay, I have to tell some Kiveger's kasha. Chutz from takes Slamet base. Rabbi Kiveger's kasha is given on takes Slamet base. So, Zogt the Velta Teretz, Reb Nochem, Reb Uchber. There's a lot of nuschos. I'm going to say the easiest nusach. That is Choluk. We asked the Kasher, Reb Kiveger's Kasher, if the Erbe could part of the Tzoro, so the Tzoro becomes a Isha Sa'ach, because she's Mufka from the Parsha. She's a Tzoro's Erbe. Let that Isha Sa'ach to part of the Tzoro. Zogt Reb Shloime. The Tzoro says, my Isha Sa'ach will Yibu. Gerade Tzoro's Erbe tells me. That is not called the Erbe. It's Isha Sa'ach de Meile. That doesn't part of the Tzoro. Yeah, that's the aside for Reb Shloime. I taste said the same thing. The Mitle Tolevikoi makes the Ishisach not to go off. Hazevi Chavelavim Vese. And even so, Taisa said that this Ishisach could part of the Torah. Does it a Schwerkeit? The answer is Hazevi. What is the answer? The answer is Choluk. The Torah, look at the Torah. Mamish. A brother is married to my daughter and another lady. The other lady says, "Los miroi, forget about the other wife. I'm mamish a wife of your brother. Alz is good. Chupa v'kiddushin k'das Moshe v'Yisrael. Noheges das Yehudis. I want to do ibum. Look at me. I'm fine. Kill the daughter before my brother dies. I will do ibum. The daughter would be dead. Man, I will do ibum. Right? If the daughter would not be here, I would not do ibum." Someone is sitting here on the side disturbing me. I'm perfect ready for Yibum. My marriage is good. My issues is good. My shaykhis to the brother, the erve, the connection, the ishasach, all is good. Someone on the side here is disturbing. Aber mitzad atzmi ich will Yibum. So even that I'm potu for Yibum, das ist nicht kein erve le Yibum. Masha'ein ken, the erve herself, even though it's not mamish the erve, it's a mitletole vekoi, but I'm going to say, it's the erve himself. Losh natezis is mashma, it's called keilu, the achris isha is disturbing. That lady that is mitletole vekoi, her problem is inside herself. She's a erve. She's a disturbed to the yibum. Because she has another connection that is called erve, she's dirty, she has a tumor. That disturbs Yibum. This makes her out of the parsha. Mamish like an islandis. Like someone that cannot have kids. We call him, you call him, that he's out of the parsha and he's called the Erve Dikei Shesach. Taisa says, when someone is the Erve, the fact that he's the Erve makes him out of the parsha. And while the fact that he's an Erve makes him out of the parsha, so that is Shesach, as they the islandis. It's also a Shesach de Memele. But Mikol Mokoyim, we said in the islandis that Vash is Mufka from the parsha, so it's called that it's an Erve Dikei Shesach. Tzoro, she's not Mufka. It's a Chidul Dak. Even as a din of Tzora Serve. But the Pshat is, the Tzora Mitzat Atzma Alts is good. Lo Yitzir, tomorrow you will take away the Bitoi. She will stay like she is. She will be in the Parsha. So she's Be'etzem in the Parsha. A Zaytik Ezach, Dvorim Amuki Moid. The Zaytik Ezach Shters. This is called, Eshesach de Memele, doesn't part of the Tzora. The Erve Alein. So the Maise. When someone is an Erve, so the Erve Alein has two reasons. She becomes a Bitoi, and her Eshesach becomes an Erve Dike Eshesach. So the Moshe, to be Magda the Dvorim. Evi Tzoras Erve, why she's Potu? First she's a Tzoras Bitoi, and she's a Tzoras Eshesach. Evi Erve makes the Bitoi, she's Potu Meibum, and she could pater the Tzoro, Mitzad that the Eshesach becomes an Erve Dike Eshesach. Shesach is not the parsha. The parsha is a shesach she'enli boni. It's not fakilt. No, pshat is he doesn't need yibum. It's not the zaytik ezach that is disturbing. It's not the zaytik ezach that is disturbing. Here the pshat is the tzoras erva mitzat the erva sheboy. The ishesach, everything is ready. Mitzat the ishesach, everything is ready. Everything is ready mitzat the ishesach. Everything is there. The ishesach is faltik. The tzoras erva is disturbing her. This is called the ishesach de memele. Masheen ken by erva. The erva is a kilkul in the isha alein. The kilkul is by her. While the kilkul is by her, the kilkul is inside the isha. The male dirits erva di kishesach. So this is shlav base. This is shlav base of the vote of Reb Shleima. Reb Shleima says it also. So again, shlav aleph is to say easily, evi eishesach de memele es nishken erva di kishesach. This is the reason the Tzorah doesn't patter. This is the reason the Tzorah doesn't patter. Why? Because Einach Nami, the Erve patters the Tzorah, or but it's not going to be the Keshesach. So it's not going to be the Keshesach. It's not going to be the Keshesach. She brings more rayas. Shesach de Memele. This is glad. After the Tzorah Lamed Beis, we have to say, yeah. Shesach de Memele doesn't patter the Tzorah. Shesach de Memele doesn't patter the Tzorah. Einach Nami. But this is in the Tzorah. The Ishesach de Memele doesn't part of the Tzorah. But by the Erve has a Afkoe Mitzatzich. She's the Kilkul. While the Erve is the Kilkul, while the Erve is the Kilkul, while the Erve is the Kilkul, so Memele the Erve becomes the Ishesach Erve and she parts the Tzorah. Till here, I think it's glad. This is glad. Abarazay, that we have the second shlav, long again up to the third shlav. To the third shlav. Again, so this is the house of Yevamos. Frekt sich de kashe. And this kashe, it's bavus b'shem Reb Naftali. Reb Shleime touches it, Reb Nochem here in the Chidushim touches it. Abarazay, we have now an eisen kashe. But listen carefully. Yesterday in Shir, we said, why are we handling Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashe now? Why are we handling Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashe now? The reason we have Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashe is because we have a kashe on Teisa Soito. Teisa says that by the boyel, even the mashkachas lo tzora tzora, right? By the boyel, even the mashkachas lo tzora tzora, even though we could find Tzorah Tzorah by the boil, of a vow we learn the boil from the Baal, so we don't have Tzorah Tzorah. We explained the Echatim this already, yeah? But that's the halacha that by the boil is no Tzorah Tzorah. So Gifrek Reb Naftoim, Reb Elchonon, Gifrek de Keren Oiro, you're right. You're telling me that by the boil, even the Mashkachas lo Tzorah Tzorah, of a vow you learn it from the Baal, so he doesn't patter Tzorah Tzorah. So the boil patters Tzorah, but he don't patter Tzorah Tzorah. Frekt Rebel Chonon, frekt the Keren Oiro. But if the boyel patters, if the erve patters the tzoro, besoite le boyel, she patters the tzoro, so how you could tell me that she only patters the tzoro? And the tzoro doesn't patter the tzoro, but the tzoro became ishesach, and now let that ishesach to patter. You're right that you don't have tzoro tzoro by boyel, but tzoro you have. And if the erve answered, if the soito answered the tzoro, let the tzoro to become a shesach and to patter the tzoro. Reb Kiva Eger's kashe. And the answer is Reb Shleimis Teretz, ato sinishkin kashe. But the tzoro mitzad atzmo wants yibum. Sinishkin erve dike shesach. It doesn't patter. Till here is what we said yesterday. Right? Frek Reb Naftali, listen carefully. This is the heart. Frek Reb Naftali. Pseida. I'm asking you now, the soito herself, not the tzoro. Yeah? You were boil a isha, now this isha falls leibum. This isha is a erve, right? Her ishesach, when the ishesach comes back, it's a erve dike ishesach or not? Again, Reuven was me'anes Leo. Now Leo went and married Reuven's brother. She married Shimon. Shimon dies. And now I'm asking you a shayla. Why Leo is also? She's also because she's a soito. Chutzan, she's a soito, she's a ishesach. But the ishesach becomes an erva dike ishesach or not? Give it, becomes an erva dike ishesach or not? Not the tzoro. What we saw in Tesis Lamed Beis, the Tzoro doesn't become Erva Dikei Shesach, but the Erva herself. If my brother is married to my daughter, and my brother dies, so my daughter is a Bitoy and is a Shesach. It's an Erva Dikei Shesach or not? It's an Erva Dikei Shesach, right? So the Soita herself is also Erva Dikei Shesach. Maskim or not? Aberazei, let that Eishesach to make Tzoro Tzoro. Why by Soito we say that there's no Tzora Tzoro? You're right that Al Soito is no Tzora Tzoro. But the Soito is also Ishesach. It's not yesterday's Kashe. No, come on. Yesterday we were asking the Soito pattern her Tzoro, led that Tzoro to get the Ishesach, and that Ishesach will pattern weiter. Avdem yot Rab Kivegis Kashe Reb Shleime. Now we're going not at the Tzoro. We're asking the Soito herself. The Ishesach is Erva Dikei Shesach. Masking now. Why? We saw in Tesis Lamed Beis that by the Erva herself, not only the Erva is a problem, the Ishesach of the Erva becomes the Erva Dikei Shesach. Tesis said in Daf Lamed Beis that the Ishesach of the Erva could pater Tzora Tzora. So what Tesis says that the Soito is no Tzora Tzora? You're right that is no Tzora Tzora by Soito. You're right that is no Tzora Tzora by Soito. Oh, but the Soito is also Eishesach. And let that Eishesach to part the Tzora Tzora. Eishesach is not Midotoli. Eishesach was before Soito. What? It's koilel. The Shesach is koilel. Shesach is koilel. Shesach is moisif. Is chorus. Shesach is chal and soit. What? But it's a kushi atzuma. This is don't chapzach the kash. It's a higher level kash of the first kash of the Keren Euro and Reb Naftali and Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan and Reb Naftali were asking the lower shlav. Let the tzora to be Ishesach. To be Ishesach. As they shall be ilomer the Ishesach goes. The other Ishesach becomes the Erva Dikei Shesach.
Why does the
Tzorah
become
the
Ishesach?
Every Tzorah is the Ishesach.
Every Tzorah is the Ishesach.
Yes? What? No, not because the Tzorah became able to get Ishesach. The first one, so I need a person to get Tzorah Tzorah.
What's Kashmir here though?
You're missing your shlof. It's a kushi of pshuto. Val. Shh. Bektzora woman. Shh. Mandy. Bektzora mamish. Bektzora mamish. Bektzora mamish. Till now we only asked Azar Kasha. The Soito patters the Tzoro, and Tesis is mechadish that the Tzoro doesn't patter her Tzoro. Let that Tzoro to become Ishesach, because after she's potter, the Ishesach comes back. And now, And now that Ishesach will pater her Tzoro. And then we have a teretz of Rav Kiveger's kasha, Nishken Erva Dikei Shesach. It doesn't pater. Say it. Now we're asking an andere kasha in Ganze. So, the Soita herself, she's also because she's a Soita. We saw in Tesis Lamed Beis that when the Erva herself is also, so not only that the Erva is also, her Eishesach becomes Erva Dikei Shesach, and it could patter her soul. Lemoshel, someone is married to my daughter. So she's Potu Meibum, and her Tzora is also Potu Meibum. Why? She's Tzora's Bitoy. But not only that she's Tzora's Bitoy, she's also Tzora's Eishesach. Every time the Erva makes the Eishesach, Erva Dikei Shesach, so steht in Tesis Lamed Beis. So if every time it makes it erva dikeshes ach, if every time it makes it erva dikeshes ach, so the soita, you're right, it's not tzora tzora. But the soita herself, she has tumak sibur karais, she's the erva. So her eshes ach will become erva dikeshes ach. Right? So now the soita to the boyel, the hainu, a person was boyel a yisho, was ma'anis a yisho, she married his brother and the brother died. She's also to him al soito, and she also to him as eshesach, like eshesachim shalai ba'ilamoy. State in the Mishnah that every eshesach could patter tzora v'tzora atzof kol ha'olam. So this soito could patter atzof kol ha'olam midin eshesach. Not that the tzora will become eshesach, she becomes eshesach, and state in the Mishnah that eshesach patter tzora v'tzora tzora sehem atzof kol ha'olam. Now you have. So b'meile the kasha is, so we don't have an answer. We have Reb Shleimer's kasha. Then Reb Elchanan's kasha. Kerneiro's kasha. Yesterday in Shir was on the tzoro. After the tzoro is put, the lady Shisach comes back. We answer Reb Kiveiger's teretz. Aber weil we know that Reb Kiveiger's teretz is only on the tzoro. Aber on the erve alone. State in Teis Lamed Beis. That on the Erva herself, the Ishes Ach comes back. So now the Kasha is, the Soito becomes Ishes Ach. Let that Ishes Ach to Patra Tzora Tzora Atzof Kol Ha'olam. So how you could tell me that the Soito is not Tzora Tzora, or will be a Tzora Tzora as the Ishes Ach? Nu sein der Terz ist also. Nu. Der Terz ist. This is bad zum Reb Nochem. Da schein Reb Nochem in Sefer. It's very interesting. I don't know. When they printed the Sefer, they just printed this vault. The whole building is not there. It's only only this kasha is there, but that's Reb Nochem Mamesh Mila be Mila be Seifa. Zogt Reb Nochem. No. Zogt Reb Nochem. Lefi what we said yesterday in Shir, the kasha doesn't start. Soito is nishken erve. Maase oroim gormulo. She's not mufka be'etzem from the parsha. As even we said tzoras erve. What is a parsha that tzoras erve can't do it? So her marriage is good. Someone from the side is disturbing. Here is something interesting. It's not mamish in the side. It's inside her. But it's called from the side. Moshe lemoadovor briskerov evnide. Skarov said, Nida, she's not out the parsha, even though the Nida is inside her body. Why? It's a Pias Isur, she's not an Isha Asur. This is the Ramban, Kiddushin Toivsin B'Soito. Soito is not an Erve Be'etzem, Maase Oroim Gormulo.
Why
is Soito Let. Oh, but not because she's too maksiba karais be'etzem. This is the reason the boil has to be like the Baal, and if he's not like the Baal, he doesn't have the alochas. Even the be'etzem belomdes is no chisorum. This was the first part of Shira yesterday, that too maksiba karais besoito is ma'ase oroim gormulo. So vait, Reb Nochem and Sefer, to be mamchish, to understand such a tzad, he brings down a me'iri, we don't hold from this me'iri. He brings the Meiri and Teisus Gurnish that both of them say that Soito the Ishesach doesn't come back. Avada, we learned that the Ishesach comes back. It's Mukhir al Rishayim that the Ishesach comes back. But he brings down why the Meiri says the Ishesach doesn't come back. It's Zaitik. Like neither the Ishesach doesn't come back. Like neither we explain is no Nesra. It's a Zaitik Ishesach. So the tumah ksimba ke'arayis the gzeiras hakosuf. Why is she patas the tzoro? Gzeiras hakosuf. For the same gzeiras hakosuf that she can't do yibum, the gzeiras hakosuf says she patas the tzoro. And it's the gzeiras hakosuf that she patas her tzoro. And Meditesa said, val lo imashkachas lo, so boy the lulz of the bar will not have the alochis. We explained yesterday, even the mitzias of tumah, lo imashanev mashkachas lo, lo imashkachas lo. It's a mitzias of tumah. The whole hezbo we said yesterday was that be'etzem tumah ksimba ke'arayis by soito, it's not a real erve. It's not a real erve. Tumah ksimba ke'arayis is not a real erve. Val, it's not a real erve. It's only maaseh aroim gomulo, so the ishesach doesn't come. Val, she's potu, she's over ishesach. Aber es nishken erve dike ishesach. Hatem is tzoraseito. Tzoraseito is also a drosha that she can't do yibum. Aber das Reb Shleimi explained, mitzad atzmi, I'm good. Someone from the side is disturbing me. Here, what I did yesterday is disturbing me. My bad history is disturbing me. Not I'm a stira le'yibum. Bitoy is a stira le'yibum. Erve is a stira le'yibum. So this makes me to be out of the parsha. Here I'm in the parsha, my history, they don't let me. They're punishing me. Lu yitzur ki'ilu will be a fested tshuva ke'loi hoyo. So Lu yitzur, I'll do very good tshuva. They don't let me. There's no way to do tshuva. Ma'aser ro'im go, it's a punishment. If I have a cheshman with the Torah, I did bad yesterday, now they're punishing me that I can't do yibum. I'm not mufka be'etzem. This was the whole hezbo to explain why the Baal needs to be, boil has to be learned from the Baal, and we don't say we learned the Tumeh. I don't shtok in the chetim zedoy chetim. So that's given the ganze shir yesterday. The zelbe yesoid. Don't say the Reb Nochem. The zelbe yesoid. The mele here the ishesach is nishken erba dike ishesach. The mele the ishesach cannot pater vaita. That's the vote from Reb Nochem. Till here, it's glatt. This is the third part of the building of Reb Shleimer. Aberazei, I want to go to one more shlav. One more shlav. I think this shlav is very poshut. This shlav is very poshut. The Welt fragt Akashe. We have Rav Kiva Eger's Kashe. We have Rav Kiva Eger's Kashe. We have Rav Shleimer's Teretz. We have a Kashe from Lamed Beis. We have a Teretz. We have a Kashe from Saito. We have Rav Nochem's Teretz. The Welt fragt as a Kashe. Alts is good. Alts is fine. Rav Kiva Eger, Rav Shleimer. Aber was kommt on? Was kommt on, that in Masechta Yevomes is Mashma in Rashi, I can't say it's Mefurish, but in between the whole Masechta, from one Tzfumtav Beis, Dal Tiv Kuftes Vav, it's Mashma in Rashi, that the way that the Tzoro patters, the Tzora Tzoro, is the Erve patters the Tzoro, and the Tzoro becomes Eishesach, and the Eishesach patters. Till now we're learning Lefi Rav Kiva Eger, no, the Erve doesn't make the Tzoro Erve Dike Eishesach. It's not Elvedikesha Sach. So why Tzora Tzora works is like a costume from Litzroy. How it works, like the Briskerov, Shem Tzora Serve, like Poras Yosef, there's a new Shem Chiyuv of Tzora. Aber in Rashi and Masechti is Mashma that the Erve patters the Tzora, the Tzora becomes Eishesach, and that Eishesach patters the Tzora. Like what Rav Kiva Eger is asking, why I need a Pasuk? Why I need a svorev ravashi erve tzoro b'mokim erve kaimi typically that the erve will answer the tzoro and after the tzoro be also the she will become a shesach and she will part of the tzoro. In Rashi is mashma in the masechte that this is the way it works. Where is the Rashi's? I'll give you one Rashi. Beizem ud beiz dibur amaschil kesheim. Azay is mashma. So be'etzem this is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Why I need a posuk and tzora tzoro? Why I need a svoro? Erve tzoro mokim erve kaime. And she could patter the tzoro. Why I need svores? Why I need psukim? Typically, like Rashi really is mashma. We answered Rav Kiva Eger so nice and she sagt the memele doesn't patter. The ganze shir, alts what we answered. Alts is very geschmack. Aber the Welt fragt, as in Rashi is a mashmois. Again, we can't say for sure. But as a mashmoyes in Rashi, that the way it works is that the erve patas the tzora, and she becomes a ishes ach, and that ishes ach patas weiter. We call it poitros. The erve patas the tzora, and the mele the tzora becomes a ishes ach, and she patas the tzora. And the shaila is, so why we need a posuk? Why we need a svara? It's Rav Gebeger's kasha, just without the answer. Zog the Welt. Rashi will have to say that Avada, without the posuk, without the svore, Reb Shleime is right. It's nishken erbe di keisha sach. The erbe could part of the tzoro. But the tzoro is nishken erbe di keisha sach. So that eisha sach cannot part of the tzoro. Eisha sach de memele doesn't pater. Chavelavim doesn't pater. But what steht in the posuk? Steht in the posuk that the tzoro makes a tzoro. How take the tzoro makes a tzoro? It doesn't make sense that it drives and drives. It doesn't make sense. The teretz is steht in the posuk, like we said a svor in the beginning of Shira today, that the erve alein is out of the parsha. The gzeiras hakosuf is telling me that tzoro is also, we look at it like she's out of the parsha. She's like an islandese, and the mele her eishesach is a erve dike eishesach. Without the posuk, I cannot know Micheshman Rab Kiveiga, because I would say that it's Eishes Ach the Memele that doesn't part of the Tzoro. But what steht in the Gzeres HaKosuf? What steht in the Gzeres HaKosuf? What steht in the Gzeres HaKosuf? And the Gzeres HaKosuf steht as was? That why the Tzoro part is the Tzoro? Because it's a Erve Dike Eishes Ach. So now Rashi says how the system works. The erve patas the tzoro, it becomes eishes ach sheyesh lo bonim, and it patas the tzoro. Rav Ashi said it misvore. Why tzoro is potu? The bemokim erve kaime. We look at it like she's an erve. It's not a zaiti keptu. Tzoro my time asira the bemokim erve kaime. So she's out. B'meir she becomes the erve dike eishes ach. This is what the Welt says. Till here is without chidushim. I just said over poris yoisa. What the Welt stells. What the Welt sagt. And here I want to be moisif one more shlav. I want to moisif one more shlav. We have lemaise. Till now we have beetzem five halakim. We have Rav Kiva Eiger's kasha. The answer is nishken erve di keishasach. We have lamed beis the erve alein. We have a kasha maishno misoito. Soito is different. We have a kasha. Soito is different. Seida. Now we have a kasha. Rashi aber lemaise mashma doch de ishe sach. Von Rashi is mashma de ishe sach. Von Rashi is mashma da de ishe sach patters, also ein mashma in Rashi, da de ishe sach patters. Da Teretz is, das is avade before the posuk, before the svor ev Ravashi. Aber after the posuk, after the svor ev Ravashi, so what patters? De ishe sach. Till here it's glad. Maskim? Abarazeh, I want to tell you a chidush otzum. Listen carefully. I hold it's MS. But listen very carefully. I want to ask you a shaila. But listen good. Soito, we said, it's nishken erve. Nishken erve dike ishesach. So I want to say a chidush la'aloche lemaise. That Soito, even if she will have a Tzora Tzora, she can't patter Tzora Tzora lefi Rashi. How Tzora patters? Because the Soito, the Erve makes the Tzora, Erve dike Eishesach, and the Eishesach patters weiter. But if we say that Soito is Nishken Erve dike Eishesach, so her Tzora is also Nishken Erve dike Eishesach. So lefi Rashi, that Tzora Tzora, Abi, lefi Rashi, that Tzora Tzora is potu, why? Why Tzora Tzora is potu? We said that the Tzora is Eishesach, and that Eishesach could pater weiter. That is Yisach could part of Vaita. But we say that Besoito, the Yisach doesn't become an Ervedike Yisach. If by Soito the Tzorah doesn't become an Ervedike Yisach, if by Soito the Tzorah doesn't become an Ervedike Yisach, so if Besoito the Erve doesn't become a Tzorah, the Yisach doesn't become an Ervedike Yisach, so we explain the answer in the Kashi for Rav Naftali. But now I'm asking you, if every Tzorah Tzorah, we're going to fear of Ashi that it's a Svore. If it's a Pasuk, maybe it's different. But if it's a Svore, that why Tzorah Pat is a Tzorah? A Svore. What is the Svore? Val the Erve Tzorah Memokim Erve Kaime. So the Yisach is an Erve Dikei Yisach. It could Pat the Tzorah. But by Soita, the Yisach is Nishkin Erve Dikei Yisach. So Lechura by Soita would not be a Din of Tzorah Tzorah. Again, if there's no pasuk on tzora tzora, why is the din of tzora tzora? Zogt Rav Ashi, the tzora is like the erve. Like the erve makes the ishesach erve dike ishesach. Like the erve makes the tzora erve dike ishesach. Like the erve makes the ishesach erve dike ishesach. The tzora also makes the ishesach erve dike ishesach, and he could pater weiter. If we are saying that by Soito, if by Soito it doesn't become an Erve Dikei Shesach, if by Soito it doesn't become an Erve Dikei Shesach, so b'meile, lefi Rashi, will be no Tzora Tzora b'Soito. Will be no Tzora Tzora b'Soito. Who will ask the Tzora Tzora? Rav Ashi says a Svora. While the Erva made the Tzorah out of the Parsha, so she became Erva Dikei Shesach. But we answered that it has to be the Besoito, while Maaseh Haroim Gormulo, she's not called that she's out of the Parsha. So B'meile, her Shesach is not Erva Dikei Shesach. So Tzorah Shesach is also Nishkan Erva Dikei Shesach. So B'meile, Besoito will not be a Aloch of Tzorah Tzorah. Will not be a Aloch of Tzorah Tzorah Besoito. So Be'etzem, we have a issue. We asked, if it's a Svore, what Taisa says that you learn the Baal from the Boel? But we asked, yesterday in the beginning of Shira, but if Ishesach is a Svore, Tzora Tzora is a Svore, so why by the Boel is no Tzora Tzora? Lefi Rashi by Soito will be no Tzora Tzora. Again, if we may ask it, that Lefi Rashi Tzora Tzora is working Takel and Maskone Mitzad de Ishesach. Not the Din Tzora Tzora. Not like Taisa's Oisrus. Tzorah works midin eishesach. The mehalach is midin eishesach. If the mehalach is midin eishesach, that the eishesach patters the tzorah tzorah, and we're saying the yesoy to answer him Naftol's kashe, that soy to maaseh haroim gomulo, it's not called ervedik eishesach, so la'aloche besoy to lefi Rav Ashi. If it's a posuk, ich weiß nicht. But if it's a svore, so not only, so besoito la'aloche will not be the aloche of Tzorah Tzorah. It's a bit of a shver, lo shana gemore ez mashma lo'y mashkach aslo. Rashi explained, it's no echetimtze. The people will be saying, it's not only that it's no echetimtze, even if it will be echetimtze, it will not be potu. This is a chidush godel meod. It's a chidush godel meod. Aber razei lechure, I'm saying, till the Miyash of the Rashi, the world says, to take it to the next step, and to say that lefi them, lefi Rashi, chotz lefi Rav Ashi, that it's a svore, will not be a tzora tzora besoito, it's gishmak, it answers tak, it tastes kashe, that is lo yimashkach aslo, lo shana gemor is very shver. The gemor says lo yimashkach aslo, and Rashi explains, because there's no echetimtze. Masha from Rashi, lo yitzur would be echetimtze, would be different. Ba, ba, ba. If it's Gzeres HaKosuv, but if it's not Gzeres HaKosuv, it's a Svoris. It's not the same. The Soito patters the Tzoro, but Tzoro Tzoro, you need to become an Erbe Dikei Shesach. If you're not an Erbe Dikei Shesach, you can't patter the Tzoro. The Soito patters the Tzoro, Gzeres HaKosuv. But Tzoro Tzoro is only after it becomes Erbe Dikei Shesach. It's not possible to Tzoro Tzoro. And Vada doesn't become Erbe Dikei Shesach. Because Manav Shach, if it becomes Erbe Dikei Shesach, we had a Kasha yesterday. So the Soito Alein becomes Erbe Dikei Shesach, and she will patter. So I'm saying, if Tzorah Tzorah is Gzeres HaKosuv, could be Tzorah Alfus? No. Even that this is the building of Rabbi Seinu Achroinim, it's like Rav Shleime, Baruch Ber, Lemaise, we have a Teisa Sarosh by us. Teisus HaRosh fragt Akashe. Teisus HaRosh learns that Chai Velavim Ve'ese, the Ishesach comes back. Chai Velavim Ve'ese, the Ishesach comes back. Someone has a Yevamo, she's not a Erve. She's a Chai Velavim Ve'ese. The Ishesach comes back. Frag the Teisus HaRosh. If the Ishesach, if the Chai Velavim Ve'ese comes back, why Chai Velavim Ve'ese don't part of the Tzoro? Let the Ishesach to part of the Tzoro. Well, we are yelling the whole time. Ishesach, the Memele, doesn't part of the Tzoro. And that's what Reb Chaim bought a raya. Reb Chaim bought a raya from what? Reb Chaim bought a raya. From Chai Velavim Ve'ese, they don't part of the Tzoro. The Ishesach, the Memele, doesn't part of the Tzoro. Have them give me the Reb Shleime. That Chai Velavim Ve'ese doesn't part of the Tzoro. And we explain, Ishesach, the Memele, Erve is Mufka from the Parsha. Chai Velavim Ve'ese, they're in the Parsha. She's not, you can't do Yibu. Aber, and it's the Chalese Ve'ese. Aber Be'etzem, they're not Mufka from the Parsha. They're not Mufka from the Parsha. Frag Reb Chaim, so why, if the Ishesach comes back, the Mishnah Melech had a tzad that the Ishesach comes back, if the Ishesach comes back, if the Ishesach comes back, let it to part of the Tzoro. As they frag the Teis HaRosh, so Reb Chaim answered, so Nishkan Erva Dike Ishesach. But the Teis HaRosh did ask the Kasha. So on Teis HaRosh, we have to answer one of the two. Other he holds le maskone, that we have Tzoras Tzoro, that is no din of Erva Dike Ishesach. State in Tzoras Tzoro that every Ishesach could part of the Tzoro. He learns that Nochdik Zeras HaKosuv is a din that Ishesach part of the Tzoro, and we don't say this whole Shtikal Teire that you have to have Erva Dike Ishesach. It was only Lefida Ava Amine. And Lemaskona we don't say it. Other he holds that you say it by the Tzoro. But when the Isha herself has a problem, even if it's not an Erva Dike problem, it's a Chai Velavim Dike problem, it's a Soita Dike problem, it also becomes an Erva Dike Ishesach. And one of the two, other he holds you don't have to have Erva Dike Ishesach, other he holds you don't have to have Erva Dike Ishesach no maskone, Teis HaRosh is choylik of the ganze zach, other he holds that every time when there's a kilkul in the person himself, it's also because of Ishesach. Frekt Reb Nochem Abarazei, so what Teis has answered? That is no Tzoras Tzora be. But the boyel, but after the Tzoro becomes Ishesach, let the Ishesach to part of the Tzoro. We have Tzorik the Kashi from Rebel Chonon and Keren Oiro. We answered Rab Kivi Eger, you have to have Erva Dike Ishesach. Teis HaRosh doesn't hold from the Erva Dike Ishesach. If Teis HaRosh doesn't hold from the Erva Dike Ishesach, the whole Shir was the answer. Why the Tzora Tzora is not Poto because of Nishkin Erva Dike Ishesach? But if the Teis HaRosh doesn't hold from the Yisrael that you have to have Erva Dike Ishesach, if Teis HaRosh doesn't know that you have to have Erva Dike Ishesach, so lechure, how you can tell me about the boyel? There's no Tzora Tzoro. Even if it's no Tzora Tzoro, but after the Tzora is also, she becomes Ishesach, and let that Ishesach to part of the Tzora. The Teretz is, the Teis HaRosh, Taka doesn't bring down the first Teretz of Teisus. Leshitoso, he was Taka Mashmi, the first Teretz of Teisus. He Taka only could say the second Teretz of Teisus. I'll say like this. There's a lot of Murchesh Boines, Be'ez Hashem, Duch the Masechta, will go weiter and weiter. But ich betake that tonight that the Oilam will have this Cheshman good, so like this we could start to go weiter in the Gemara.